Again, good morning and welcome to worship at West End. We're delighted that you've joined us, and especially if you're here for the very first time, or perhaps you've just begun attending recently, we want to express our hope that you'll become a part of our family of faith here. Now, there are many ways to do that. You can get involved in a Sunday school class or another small group. Also, you can get involved in other things that God is doing in and through this congregation. If you look in your bulletin insert, you'll find lots of opportunities to do that. I'm going to lift up a few of those. First of all, in between services today, we are going to be bidding farewell to Chris Allen. As you know, Chris and Erica are going to Florida to begin a new church. You may notice, too, that Chris is wearing a stole for the first time today because this past week he was ordained an elder at our annual conference. So we celebrate that with him as well as this new adventure in his life. His reception will be in Reed Hall between services, and I know you'll want to speak to him and express your gratitude for his being here. Also, to help all of us, but especially those new clergy who will be coming, let me encourage you, if you don't have a name tag already, please get one made. There will be a table in Reed Hall. You can sign up for a name tag. And then once you have one, or if you already have one, please wear it. It's so helpful if you're new to begin to see faces and attach names to those faces. Also, you can sign up online for our new pictorial directory. One of those was done when I first came here. It was so helpful to me. You can never know. It's helpful to other congregation members, but it's very helpful to your pastors. So please sign up online to get your photograph made. Also, you are welcome to join other folks from West End in sharing the loving light of Christ at the Nashville Pride Festival this coming Saturday and Sunday. That's June 24th and 25th at Public Square Park downtown. We will be marching, but also West End will have a booth there. And if you either want more information about marching or you want more information about volunteering for the booth, you can contact Brian Robertson. You can find his contact information in your bulletin insert. Also, our Vacation Bible School and Older Elementary Mission Week is coming up really soon. Not this coming week, but the following week. And there are some specific needs that we have. First of all, we need a Science Center leader for Vacation Bible School. And then we need a bus driver for Tuesday and Wednesday, the 27th and 28th, for our Older Elementary Mission Week. If you think you could do either of those, please call the church and ask to talk to Becky. And finally, our Tazay service is tonight at 5 p.m. here in the sanctuary. And if your life is as busy and noisy as mine, sometimes you just want a little quiet and a little respite. And Tazay is a service of singing and silence and prayer, and it can provide that for you. If you haven't tried it, let me encourage you to do so. That's 5 p.m. today here in the sanctuary. Did you ever feel like you were in the gifted group? I mean, we're all pretty privileged here, aren't we? But did you ever feel like you were in the not-so-gifted group? It's a completely different feeling. Well, stick around, because St. Paul has some good news for you.
Come, he has loved the Lord.
Thank you. Lord, we come here to be empowered to serve you. Praise to God who has brought to us the Holy Spirit. You may be seated. When we feel that we aren't even worthy to approach God, the Spirit goes before us and with us, and God welcomes us with open arms. Let us confess our sins together. God of amazing love and unexpected grace, open our eyes that we may see you, especially in those times when we feel abandoned by you. Forgive us that we so easily allow circumstance to blind us to your presence. Forgive us that we too frequently mistrust your power. Fill our hearts that we may become like you, especially your message needs to be heard. Touch our lives that we may know you, especially in those times when we feel unable to cope. God's Holy Spirit brings you healing, comfort, and hope. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from Paul's epistle to the Corinthians. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by the one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of God for the people of God.
Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who would care to join us, you're welcome to come forward. If you want to bring a parent or grandparent or a friend, that's perfectly all right. In the middle of my first grade year, my family moved from Tennessee all the way across the country to Arizona. My teacher here in Tennessee had been a kind of grandmotherly type person, and I just really felt embraced by her and loved by her. My teacher in Arizona was not so much like a grandmother or a mother or anyone who cared that much about me. In fact, I got the idea that she didn't like me very much. We had reading groups. Now, in Tennessee, those reading groups were called Redbirds and Bluebirds. Some were those of us who could read pretty well, and others were those of us who were still learning to read. But they didn't want the people who were still learning to read to feel bad about it. So instead of saying good readers and poor readers, they said Redbirds and Bluebirds. But you know what? We knew. We knew that one group was favored over the other, even as hard as they tried not to. And when I got to Arizona, quite frankly, it was really clear that one group was favored over the other, and I was not in the favored group. In fact, I almost failed the first grade, came very close to failing the first grade. And then in the second grade, I had this wonderful young teacher who had just graduated from the University of Arizona, and she came in, and she just loved all the children. And she decided that I might be gifted. Now, realize, I almost failed the first grade, but she had me tested, and they thought, well, we need to send this kid off to a school for gifted children. Well, my parents weren't going to do that. But I couldn't decide if I was a failure or if I was gifted. And the truth is, we're some of both. When we're first learning to do something, we fail a lot until we learn how to do it. When you learn to ride a bike, you fall over a few times, right? Even when you're a baby and learning to walk, you fall over a lot before you actually learn how to walk. I still fall over a lot, quite frankly. I'm kind of clumsy. But St. Paul, in this particular part of the Bible, is writing a letter to some people who think they are redbirds and bluebirds, and some are more important than others. And St. Paul says something that's really, really, really important. He says, you're all gifted. Everybody's in the gifted class. Because you know what? It's the Spirit of God that gives you your gifts. And it's not that one gift is more important than another. It's that the Spirit gives us each and every gift, which means they're all important. So, as we're learning to do things we don't quite yet know how to do, that doesn't mean we're a failure. It means we're just living into our gift. And when you're gifted and you're really good at something, it doesn't mean you can look down on other people who are still learning how to do it. Because you see, all of that is a gift from the Spirit of God. And as I talk a little bit more about this, you'll know what I'm talking about, won't you? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us gifts, for helping us learn, to walking with us as we fall and get up and fall and get up, and finally learn to live into the gifts that you've placed in our lives. Help us to know that every single gift comes from you, and every single person we meet is gifted. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down. Corinth was a very diverse community. There were a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds. There were former Jewish folks. There were former Gentile folks. Because you see, I say former because once you became a part of the Christian community, there was no Jew nor Greek, male nor female, slave nor free. But all were one in Jesus Christ. And in that community, there were a lot of people who were educated and a lot of people who weren't. There were a number of people who were well off, and there were a number of people who weren't. And there were certain people who had really outstanding spiritual gifts. And apparently what had happened is that Paul had gotten word that the people who had these outstanding spiritual gifts were lording it over the people who were still living into their spiritual gifts, who are still learning what it meant to follow Jesus. Frankly, we're all always learning what it means to follow Jesus. We never get that perfectly. But some of us are a little further along the journey. So Paul was writing to a group of people who, some of whom thought they were better than others. His introduction to this particular part of 1 Corinthians says, about spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed, implying that they were uninformed. They did not understand how spiritual gifts work. They were still working in their former lives as Jews and Greeks and males and females and slave and free, and they were still making those distinctions so that Jews felt superior to Gentiles and Gentiles felt superior to Jews and men felt superior to women and masters and free people felt superior to slaves. And he said, that's not how it works. You are in a new culture. It doesn't work that way. You see, everybody in this community is gifted. Everyone. And then, I don't know if he borrowed the image from classical rhetoric or if he came up with it himself, but he said, this body of Christ is like your body. Now, the eye and the finger don't do the same thing. But have you ever tried to pick up a pencil with your eye? Doesn't work very well. Have you ever tried to see something with your finger? Doesn't work very well. You need all of these gifts working together, and no one gift is more important than another. St. Paul is saying something really radical here. More radical than even we realize. Because if everyone is gifted, that means that we as the church have a different responsibility toward each other. First of all, our responsibility seems to be to welcome everyone who comes with the understanding that God has already gifted them. God has already given them some gift that we need. You would not be here this morning if God had not given you a gift that we need. And when I say we, I don't just mean this congregation. I mean God's world. So we receive everyone just the way they are. We believe that God loves everyone unconditionally. And I know you see it every week, but it's easy when you see something every week not to really see it. I want to read you our welcome statement because it says it pretty well. Everyone is welcome at West End. We seek to be the loving light of Christ in Nashville and beyond. We gather as the people of God with a wide range of religious backgrounds, education levels, political and theological perspectives, and we value that diversity. We welcome and celebrate the gifts God has given to all, without regard to gender, race, sexual orientation, economic or family status, ethnicity, or mental or physical ability. We believe God loves everyone unconditionally. This is simply restating what Paul is saying in the 12th chapter of Corinthians. I believe somebody's exercising a gift. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. I'd love to talk with you after. Thanks. So, basically, Paul is restating what we are saying in modern language, and not everybody wants to hear it. That's just the case. But we receive everyone who will come and who wants to stay with this diverse group, and we receive you just as you are. But we don't leave you. Ooh, can we do something about that? I'm getting a little feedback. In more ways than one. We receive you as you are, but we don't leave you where you are because we confront you with the gospel. And what I have just shared is the gospel. God loves everyone unconditionally. Not because we deserve to be loved. We don't. But because it's God's nature to love. God seemingly doesn't know how to do anything but love. And isn't that a blessing for us? If we had to deserve or earn that love, we could never do it. But when you're confronted with the gospel, it challenges your preconceived notions of who you are and who other people are, and it takes away from us the opportunity to feel superior to other people simply because we've been given certain gifts. So we receive everyone as they are, and we confront them with the gospel. And a part of that being confronted with the gospel is helping people identify their spiritual gifts. Now, your spiritual gifts may not be the same as the way you earn your living. So you may be, let's say, an attorney, but your spiritual gift really is serving. And while your learning and knowledge as an attorney can be helpful, you may not have recognized that deep down inside, all of that is to help you serve. You may be a teacher and have lots of knowledge and a willingness to share that knowledge, but your real spiritual gift is listening. And you learn in this community to take time to listen and really hear someone. We don't listen to each other anymore. We listen only long enough to create our own arguments in opposition to someone or to finish our part of that story. But to simply stop and make space for someone to enter into our life and listen is a spiritual gift. And so we help people identify their spiritual gifts. But then we challenge you to use those gifts. Every week at the announcement time, I say that you can get involved in what God is doing in and through this congregation. You do that by exercising your spiritual gifts. Let me give you an example. This past week, a member of this congregation, a very dear friend, and a member of our staff died way too young, Marty Gilbert. Marty came to this church because we, being an affluent church, were able to give what was really a fairly modest gift to help the feeding program at West Nashville United Methodist Church when they were really struggling. He was impressed by that. He thought, you know, this big, fancy church is paying attention to what we're doing over on Charlotte Avenue on Thursday night, feeding folks who otherwise wouldn't have a meal that night. So he began to attend. And he attended more and more, and he heard the gospel of God's welcome for everyone. And it struck him to the heart. And he experienced that welcome on the fourth floor here in the four-story theater. Because you see, Marty had been trained as an audio engineer. He worked the CMA, he worked all those big events downtown. That was a part of Marty's gift, and he shared it fully with the four-story theater. In fact, when CMT, when Country Music Television, decided they wanted to get rid of a bunch of equipment that had been in storage for years, and they didn't want to pay the storage fee, they asked Marty, "Do you know anybody who could use this?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, I do. We have literally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment that was worthless to CMT, but was a huge gift to us because of Marty Gilbert. Because he was willing to say, I know someone who can put that to use. You don't have to put it in storage anymore. Because he knew that you don't put your gifts in storage. You use them for God and God's purposes. And he worked with every production that went on up there. He worked with us as we developed a new system here of videotaping services. If you have a memorial service or funeral in this church, you get a DVD of that service, a video of that service, as well as an audio record, because Marty Gilbert wanted to do that. It was not originally in his job description. So you see, Marty Gilbert's spiritual gift was not being an audio engineer, although he used those skills well. His spiritual gift was his generosity of spirit, his encouragement to others. And he found that gift here in this community. And everyone who visited him as he made his journey through cancer that went really, really quickly, more quickly than any of us imagined, every single person, pastor, retired pastor, staff member, lay person who visited him, he said, "I am so grateful for my family at West End." Because you see, Marty had grown up in an orphanage. We were his family. We're going to celebrate his life next week. You'll get the details about that. But if ever there was an example of someone who found a congregation in which his spiritual gifts could be lived into and shared, it was Marty Gilbert. All of us bring those gifts. It may not be what you do for a living. It might be. Everyone sitting here today is gifted by the one Spirit of God to do something on God's behalf. It might simply be pray for others. It might be writing notes to others. I've been going through a lot of stuff that collects over years of serving churches, and I've saved some notes because those notes were so kind and encouraging and so sweet. And some of those notes came from people who could not get out of their homes, but they could write notes of encouragement. You have let us share our gifts with you, your whole staff here. You've encouraged us. You've helped us live into our spiritual gifts. And now you're getting a couple of new staff members. And I know you're going to encourage them and help them live into their spiritual gifts as well. This past week, I heard Carol Cavan Dillon preach live in person for the first time. It was one of the finest sermons I've ever heard in my life, and that is not hyperbole. She worked well with the text. She worked in interesting and innovative ways with the text. She was vulnerable. It was clear that this was not generic. She was preaching to that group. Now, that's one of her spiritual gifts. She has others. And a part of your job is to help embrace those. And when Brandon comes, a part of your job is to help embrace those gifts, just like you have embraced our gifts as we came and helped us to live into them and encouraged us as we did. Because you see, you and I, all of us, we're part of one body. And just because you're an eye and not a finger, you can't say to the finger, "I don't need you." Just because you're a finger and not an eye, you can't say to the eye, "I don't need you." We need each other. Thanks be to God. We affirm our faith in lots of ways, mostly by what we do. But sometimes we use words, and I invite you to stand as you're able, turn to number 883 in your hymnal, and let's affirm our faith together. We are not alone. We live in God's world. Believe it, God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil. Like Jesus, crucified and risen,
our judge and our hope,
in life and death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Now, as a forgiven and reconciled people, I invite you to share signs of reconciliation and love with one another. The peace of Christ be with you.
Good morning and welcome to worship here at West End. We're so glad that you are here. If you're a visitor among us, a special word of welcome is extended to you. If you'll join us in Reed Hall following this worship service, we'll get to celebrate Chris and we'll also have people there to share more ways that you can be involved in this church. Ask somebody with a blue name tag. Those are our Andrew ministers, and they will be happy to welcome you and get to know you better. If you would record your attendance in the pew pad, it's in the center aisle. You can sign it and pass it along the pew. If you'll also take a moment to record prayer requests with us and place that in the offering plate as it comes by in a few moments. As Michael mentioned, we are mourning the loss of Marty Gilbert. He died on Monday, June the 12th. A memorial service is scheduled for Tuesday, June the 27th. At 3 p.m., with visitation preceding the service in Reed Hall. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, who empowers us to be your people, we rely on your Spirit. We recognize our need for you and your guidance to be faithful people in the body of Christ and in this world. We are your hands and feet. We are the ones who minister to all creation. Help us to be those hands and feet with love as our mission that informs all other mission. Let us be agents of love and goodness before everything else. Let all know we are Christians by our love. Our scripture this morning says, everyone is given a gift, a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Lord, help us to know our gifts, to use our gifts, and most of all, to recognize the giftedness in others so that we might work together for your coming kingdom. Holy Spirit, wake us up to what you're doing all around us. To your action in the important and the mundane moments in life. Make us aware of all the needs in ourselves and the needs around us, so that we may use our gifts to heal, teach, bring the gospel of peace, and most of all, to love. And now we join our voices to pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen. Each of us has been given gifts. May we give those back abundantly to God.
our missionaries who are headed to Heifer Ranch to come forward so we can offer a word of blessing for them. They'll be leaving at 11:30 today, and we wanted to be sure they knew that their congregation was in support of their sharing their gifts with others. So let's take a moment to pray for these young people and those who will be accompanying them. Gracious and loving God, we thank you that you have placed gifts in our lives, and especially these young people are a gift to this congregation, and you have given each of them gifts to share with others. Now they go forth to share those gifts in a way that honors you on our behalf, serving you by serving others. Let your loving light shine through them as it shone through Jesus Christ. Let them experience your breath breathing through them, your love shining through them, your light reflecting from them in all that they do, so that they might know your love and others might know your love through them. They have been a blessing to us, and so now we send them forth as a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go forth to share those gifts the Spirit of God has placed in your life, serving God and your neighbor in all that you do, knowing that God, the giver of all good gifts, Jesus Christ, God's gift of love to all creation, and the Holy Spirit that allows us to exercise those gifts will be with you each day, now and forever. Go in peace.